This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
That was a mess.
That was a wreck. It was really hard to even hear anyone talking.
Do we brought think this up?
Raising
Let's talk about
the minimum wage to
I'm
a living
happy to
wage?
To the question
do we think building
really
the millions of
this
units
really
of affordable housing
no, if
that we need,
ask that
do we think
question,
raising taxes on billionaires is a radical idea?
Quiet! Thank you.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Authoritarianism of any stripe is bad. But that is different than saying that governments occasionally do things that are good.
We're not going to win these critical House and Senate races if people in those races have to explain why the nominee of the Democratic Party is telling people to look at the bright side of the Castro regime.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Well, you know, I thought that Biden had his best night.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability.
Biden probably had his best debate. He was not just forceful, but he was substantive.
And if we don't... Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Biden had a great night because he looked presidential. He talked about the Ebola virus.
I was part of making sure that pandemic did not get to the United States, saved millions of lives.
Take it easy. You're not Superman.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I got my first job as a special education teacher. I was visibly pregnant. The principal gave my job to someone else.
It was all bullshit.
I went back to graduate school and took a couple of courses in education and said, I don't think this is going to work out for me. And my husband's view of it was, stay home.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number from anywhere in the U.S. is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Have a lot planned for the remainder of the day. On the Massachusetts scene, it's bad enough that the Republican governor wants to increase the gas taxes 17 cents per gallon. Today, the Democrat Speaker of the House has come up with his own plan to increase the gas tax. This is to address the infrastructure, also known as the MBTA pension plan, 5 cents a gallon. For gas and 9 cents gallon for diesel. Oh, that should help out with the economic recovery. That shouldn't increase the price of goods coming into the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 9 cents a gallon increase on diesel fuel. And of course, Tal Duvall still wants to increase it another 17 cents, TCI. And he's promoting a slate of candidates for the Republican State Committee. And if you get a mailing from anybody from P.O. Box 8010 in Boston, that's a Tal Duvall guy who wants to increase your gas taxes 17 cents. They can say they don't want to now that they're being outed on it, but they're going to do what Tal Duvall wants them to do because you know what? They're on the payroll for big bucks. So if he wants to raise the gas tax 17 cents, it's no skin off their rear end. All right, we'll talk more about this. 6 o'clock right now, it's time for the Chump Line.
Lovey, Amy Klobuchar bragging about winning Michelle Bachmann's district is like bragging about driving an Edsel, or even more pathetic, going to Deerfield.
You won't have Amy Klobuchar to kick around much anymore, I don't think. She'll make it to Super Tuesday, I guess, because it's only 6 days away. But after that, bye-bye, Amy. And what was she talking about? I have the receipts to prove it. Is receipts now?
That's a new term. That's just a hip new term to say that you have, proof. You can back it up.
Yeah. Like, if we got in a fight and I had texts that proved my point, in reality shows, they always say, I have the receipts. That's what they say as they take off their earring.
Really? Okay.
It's HEP.
I guess I just don't get out enough anymore.
Howie, this is Elizabeth Warren, and I am hanging on to the ragged edge of the vice presidential nomination.
I think you're slipping away. You know, I know politics makes strange bedfellows, but I don't see you and Bernie on the same ticket for any number of reasons, including geography, and more importantly, the fact that you stabbed him in the back by making up that story about him saying a woman couldn't be elected president. Bernie's a crazy guy, but I don't think he said that. And your record of veracity is not exactly very good. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, celebrating America's greatest treasure, that of free and open elections. As we enter into the primary season, it's important to remember to not destroy campaign signs, flags, or posters, lest you get chased down an alley and placed under citizen's arrest.
Joe Biden would like to clarify his comments from last night. 150 million Americans were killed by a gun that holds 150 million bullets.
That's the bad news. The good news is there's 720 million women in the workforce. That's just in the prime working years. So there's probably a billion women in the country. So there's 2 billion people in the country. So 150 million killed since with guns since 2007. It's terrible, but it could be worse. Right, Joe?
On the bright side, when Joe Biden inevitably drops out of the race, he can go on a long Gentra vacation.
We may have to play that gentrification cut again. Many of the cuts that we pulled out today, you may have heard them. You probably have heard them elsewhere. But nobody has really, other than ourselves, have played the gentrification cut. That's really crazy. And again, as a former property owner in the cities of Boston, Cambridge, and Somerville, let me just say, not everybody dislikes gentrification. Crazy Joe.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Of course I'm going to win South Carolina. The fact is, the people of Chapel Hill love how I work with Nelson Mandela to single-handedly stop Ebola. No joke. I mean it.
Yeah, does he even know the difference between North Carolina and South Carolina? I rather doubt it. You know, if he doesn't know the difference between Ohio and Iowa or New Hampshire and Vermont, North and South Carolina, kind of a blur. But then most of life is kind of a blur for Joe these days.
So first you want a college kid to give you the last $3 for your campaign. Now you're telling us your 86-year-old grandmother had to raise your children so you could have a career? Sounds a little selfish to me, lady.
You're just not listening to the right version of the story. Wait until tonight, wherever she is, and she'll tell a different version of the story. And she will be a stay-at-home mom, or her parents would have taken care of her. Oh no, they were so broke they couldn't afford to have her even apply to a college. That's why she ended up at George Washington University, because I guess. Is that a commuter school if you live in Oklahoma? I guess it is, as far as Elizabeth Warren's concerned.
Tom Steyer reminds me of the little rich dweeb kid in school that wants to hang out with the cool kids, and they just laugh at him.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. He really does. That's a good observation. And somebody told me that it was a woman. She texted in and said her husband went to prep school with him. I think he went to Exeter or Andover. I can't remember which one. And he was like the valedictorian or the BMOC, big man on campus. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? He does seem like a real dink, yeah, I think is the word I'm looking for.
Howie, you really are turning into one of the beautiful people. If you're in a shop that sells sport coats for $2,900, That ship has sailed already. Wow, you're a real sellout. Beautiful people.
I didn't buy it. Anybody could walk into the store. A homeless guy could walk into the store. I just happened to be walking down the street, and I went inside, and they said, "Would you? How does this coat feel?" And I put it on, and it was the softest coat.
You tried it on?
I absolutely did.
Oh, my gosh.
You want me to show it to you tomorrow, Grace?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I'll try it on. What the hell?
It's a beautiful coat, but I'm not spending $2,900 bucks.
It's a beautiful coat.
It's a wonderful coat, but I ain't spending no $2,900 bucks on it.
Howie, at this point, if Donna Brazile gave Joe Biden the questions, he'd still get them wrong.
Yeah. You know, that could very well be the last political debate that Joe Biden ever takes part in. I would not be surprised. And you know what? It would probably be just as well.
Yeah, Howie, I was rolling my eyes last night, right into the back of my head.
You and Mini Mike Bloomberg.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, celebrating America's greatest treasure, that of free and open elections. As we enter into the primary season, it's important to remember to not destroy campaign signs, flags, or posters, lest you get chased down an alley and placed under citizen's arrest.
On the bright side, when Joe Biden inevitably drops out of the race, he can go on a long Gentra vacation.
Yes, indeed. 84. What is the what's on the text line, Grace, that you were interested in?
I'm just laughing because you can't really win. Some people say you're a beautiful person, and then 508 says you dress like a homeless guy, Howie. You're just getting a lot of hate today.
I want to know from everybody. You watch me on Tucker tonight. I'm going to be on around 8:30. I want you to tell me how the tie looks, because I did buy something in that store. I bought a tie.
And Taylor, I'm starting to think that Howie can't handle hate mail, because he said to me today, "I bought a tie, so maybe that guy will call in who said he hated my outfit yesterday, and he'll call in and say he liked it." And
that's,
I said,
"So
oh,
sad.
So sad.
Oh my God."
I woke up this morning and I thought it was 1920.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Hearing Help Express. Order your free hearing loss information kit today for yourself or a loved one. Call 1-800-353-5200. That's 1-800-353-5200. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will win the South Carolina primary? Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, or Tom Steyer?
I'm going to say Bernie is going to win.
Tom Steyer only has 3% still. Poor Tom.
Biden, what he is in the national polls, too.
Well, he's consistent. Joe Biden at 38%. Bernie Sanders leads the pack at 59%.
Well, you know, Bernie may pull away, as Joe has, what, 2 days left to campaign after today. He has 2 more days to campaign and become unstuck in time and, claim... claim all these legislative victories. You know, I thought of the old saying, success has 1,000 fathers. Failure is an orphan. Joe was taking credit for all these things that he allegedly did. Amy Klobuchar was just finally like, she was rolling her eyeballs too when he was talking about taking credit for all these bills. You know, oddly enough, though, Taylor, he did not take credit for Clarence Thomas getting onto the Supreme Court. He also did not take credit for the Iraq War, did he? No, he forgot. He forgot to talk about that. 844-500-4242. Remember we were telling you last fall about and summer about Montgomery County, Maryland? There was an epidemic of rape by illegal aliens, and many of them were raping underage girls. I think there were 9 arrests of illegal aliens in Montgomery County, Maryland, a very prosperous Beltway county, in like a 2 or 3 week period. Well, this is an update on that. Two Montgomery County public school students, ages 20 and 19, both illegal aliens, one from Honduras, the other one from El Salvador, were recently arrested at their respective high schools on allegations that they raped different 11-year-old girls at apartments located off campus. And the amazing thing is that, they're 20 and 19 and they're in high school, and it's really freaking out all the parents. And they're trying to find out how many 21 and 20-year-old kids, men, are in these schools with 13 and 14-year-old girls. And the Montgomery County educators, who are, of course, Democrats, one and all, are refusing to release the information. The ABC affiliate in D.C. is trying to find out, and they're refusing to cooperate. Jonathan Carias Salamanca, 20, and Ivan Reyes Lopez, 19, are each charged with second-degree rape. One is at a high school in Silver Springs. The other one is at Silver Spring, and the other one is in at Bethesda Chevy Chase High School. Carias Salamanca is accused of providing an 11-year-old girl with a cell phone. So he's an illegal alien, 20 years old, living in the country, and he's able to buy a cell phone for an 11-year-old girl. He allegedly used the device to exchange explicit text messages and photographs with the girl, plus arrange sexual meetups. Celebrate diversity, Montgomery County, Maryland. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 603 says, Senor Salamanca did not pay for that cell phone that he gave to the 11-year-old girl. You and I did. No kidding. That goes without saying, doesn't it? 844-5- You know, how bad does it have to be before these blue sanctuary counties, cities, states wake up? I mean, This is horrible. I mean, this isn't just, you know, running $10 million food stamp scams like the Somalis in Columbus, Ohio. This is ruining young kids' lives. And for what? So that you could have 21-year-old illegal aliens. And by the way, these youths don't speak English. So they have to be interviewed through translators. So you can imagine how much they're contributing to their high school classes. I wonder if they have gang tattoos on. Do these high schools now in Montgomery County, do they have in addition to the stamp club and the debate club, do they have an MS-13 club? Just asking. They seem to have a lot of newcomers to our society, and they're more Americans than American. The more American than Americans, as Joe Biden likes to say. 844-500-4242. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hey, Howie. Earlier you mentioned that how are we going to get money to pay for the oil with the new Green New Deal? you got to start talking about what's in the Green New Deal, or the New Green Deal, whatever they call it. You're not going to be allowed to burn oil, use natural gas, or burn wood. And we're all going to die because we're not going to be able. What are we going to do in New England to keep warm?
I understand that. I've been asking that. I just keep waiting for Republicans to start bringing that up. How is it going to be when they start banning fracking? You know, in places like Pennsylvania and Colorado, hydraulic fracturing provides over almost 2 million jobs. And what about the taxes? Say, like in Pennsylvania, Barbara. Pennsylvania is in a boom economy now because of fracking. So not only are they not going to have any more natural gas produced by fracking to heat our homes, they're not going to get any more taxes out of the real estate. They're not going to get any more payroll taxes out of the people who work in the industry because Bernie Sanders says he's going to cut it down. Oh, we'll use coal. No, we won't use coal because most of the coal-powered electric plants have been shut down. They're now natural gas-fired. So the natural gas comes from fracking. So where is the energy going to come from? Bernie has no idea. And if you ask him, he just starts waving his arms in the in the air like he did last night and starts yelling. Don't you believe in clean air? That's all he says. Thanks for the call, Barbara. 844-500-4242. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie. I'm a transplant down in Myrtle Beach. And the commercials are crazy. Last night before the debate, the commercials are just constantly running. I saw one with Obama supporting Biden, another one Obama supporting Bloomberg, another one Obama supporting Bernie. They're all over the place. You click on your computer, you just can't get away from them. But anyways, so Trump is the Republican nominee. So unlike New Hampshire, Republicans can't vote for Trump, but Republicans are allowed to vote for anyone.
Right.
So pulling a play out of the liberal playbook, I wanted to ask you, who should I vote for? Should I go for the hometown favorite, Lizzie Warren, or
Lizzie Warren is assuming room temperature. You know, a rigor mortis will be setting in her campaign any day now. No, go for Bernie. If you go for Bernie, you'll knock Biden out of the fight.
You really think Bernie? All right, go for Bernie.
Wait, Rich. Let me ask you a question. I thought the Republicans down there, maybe not in Myrtle Beach, but I thought upcountry, they were organizing to get the Republicans out in this open primary to vote for Bernie. Isn't that true? Have you read anything about that in the papers or anything?
I haven't. I guess I got to do a little research on it, because if that's the case, I'll join up with them. Yeah, I'm on a couple of Facebooks. I just moved down. But I guess I'll do a little research. My premise was vote for the easy pick. You know, the easy, you know, Warren would be. And another thing is, I'd love to see Warren Trump debate. That'd be quite the show.
I think any of the debates would be good. You know what I want to see for Warren, though, is she's going to finish way out of the money in South Carolina. I want her to lose Massachusetts next Tuesday, Rich. That's one of my dream scenarios. And I think I may have that dream come true. The Globe endorses Elizabeth Warren. All the more reason to vote against her, right? Every Democrat wants to know who can beat Donald Trump. None has a crystal ball. Well, Marianne Williamson actually does have a crystal ball.
But you guys didn't like her now, did ya?
And she's endorsed Bernie Sanders when he was down in Houston a couple of days ago.
Howie, if you want, I'll scan this article for you while you talk for the word Bailey.
I don't think Bailey. I think I read that thing. I don't think Bailey's in there.
Well, we shall see.
Bailey, how do you think your master is going to do in South Carolina on Saturday? Rough. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. And I think I got the same wish as you to see Elizabeth Warren out. in Super Tuesday in Massachusetts, and I do think Bernie's got a good shot
right.
at taking her out. I think we're going to see by the time Super Tuesday's out, the field's going to be narrowed. There's going to be maybe three or four of them out. Howie, one other thing I'd like to mention. They got a meeting going on tonight over in Hanover. Jeff Kuhner and Jeff Deal. It's a meeting about the Massachusetts State Committee election coming up. And the right ones, not the ones from Charlie Faker. So that's tonight, 6 o'clock, Hanover at the American Legion Post.
Right. We've been talking about that. I'm going to do some robocalls for the slate of the Republicans as opposed to the Charlie Baker fake Republicans. And again, if you haven't been following these races and you just want to go out to vote for Donald Trump on Tuesday to make sure that he wins, I mean, or to give he's going to win, but you want to give a slap to Bill Weld for being such a snake in the grass for all these years after he did a pretty good job as governor. And you're going to go out. You don't want to vote for Baker's people because they want to raise your taxes even more on the gas tax, and they hate Donald Trump. So be sure to vote for the real Republicans who are running for state committee. And there's one way to tell. There's one way to tell. You can go to the website that we've been promoting on the air, and it's in my column in the Herald today. But you can also just look in your mail. And if you get a flyer from somebody who wants you to vote for them in the Republican state committee race, and the return address is RMGA, and it's Post Office Box 8010, Boston, Mass., don't vote for that guy. That guy is somebody who works for Charlie Baker, and Charlie Baker hates Donald Trump and wants to raise the gas taxes 17 cents. If you hate Donald Trump and you want to raise your gas taxes 17 cents on the state tax on a gallon, you vote for that guy or gal who sent you the mailer from P.O. Box 8010. 8010 equals R-I-N-O, Rhino, Rhino, 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. You know, I stomached as much as I could last night. I didn't realize that the NRA members were committing such mass murder all over the United States. For example, I used to live in Hyde Park. I didn't realize that it was NRA members that were doing all the shootings in places like Jamaica Plain and Hyde Park.
I'm with you, John. I used to live in Somerville in the 70s when the Winter Hill Gang was still around, and we never had a 50% homicide rate with guns back then. You know, and that was gang, that was organized crime territory. And now I find out that, you know, there's no more Winter Hill Gang. The mafia is pretty much gone. The crime statistics are supposedly way down, but I guess they're suppressing the numbers because Joe Biden told us basically almost half the country has been wiped out since 2007. It's quite a thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I make one more quick comment?
Yeah.
That you brought up Biden like that. You know, I had a friendly argument with a family member. He's not quite as conservative as me, but I can't imagine that any world leader wants this Democrat group to beat Trump. Even countries that hate us, they don't want this country, our country, America, to fall into Democrat chaos.
But,
they really
but
don't.
John, though, John, seriously, though, think about Russia. I mean, Russia lives off petroleum exports. There's a lot less petroleum exports with America, the number one producer, and basically energy self-sufficient. Someone described Russia recently as a heavily armed gas station. That's what it is. I mean, it would be much better for Russia if one of these Democrats got in and put the fossil fuel industry out of business. And, you know, there used to be these bumper stickers in the first oil embargo of 73-74, and it said, "Let the Yankee bastards freeze in the dark." meaning let's not send them any more oil. I mean, Bernie wants everybody to freeze in the dark. That's his plan. That's the Green New Deal. That's Elizabeth Warren's plan, too. And Joe Biden says he's going to shut down the fossil fuel industry.
But don't forget, Liz Warren has a blue New Deal as well. She's got green and blue on her side. Blue's for the oceans. She doesn't think the Green New Deal does enough.
That's good. She's got a plan. Yeah, you know what her real plan is? She's going to finish fourth or fifth in South Carolina. That's her plan. Quite a plan. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. There's an op-ed piece today in the Wall Street Journal that would really raise Bernie Sanders' pressure were he to steal a copy of the Wall Street Journal off of his neighbor's porch. Assuming his neighbor does subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. Wealthy Americans already pay their share. Arguments to the contrary spurn or wildly distort statistics and cherry-pick anecdotal examples. This is by former Texas Senator Phil Graham and a guy named John F. Early. And I won't read a lot of these statistics, but a couple of them will suffice here. The average household in the top 1%, this is in the U.S., retains almost 18 times as much income after taxes and transfer payments as the average bottom quintile household. That means the bottom 20%. But it pays more than 219 times as much in taxes. The average household in the top one-tenth of 1% has more than 31 times as much income as the average bottom quintile household, but pays 482 times as much in total taxes.
But what about the other countries in the civilized world? What about the opportunities there?
Well, Senator Sanders, the top 10% of earners in the U.S. pay 45% of all income taxes, including Social Security and Medicare taxes. You know what the comparable figure is in France? 28% as opposed to 45% for the top 10% in the U.S. 27% in that wonderful country of Sweden that Bernie loves so much and wants to model our socialism after. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
My question for you, Howie, is if Bernie Sanders is a registered independent,
yes,
how can he get the Democratic nomination?
You know, that's a very good question, Tom. There are two people down here in Florida where I am right now who have filed a lawsuit. I think it's a little late, but they're trying to get Bernie Sanders off the ballot down here just based on those very grounds that you just laid out.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem right to me if you're going to hold
one of, one of the other candidates said that after Super Tuesday last night in the debate in South Carolina said, you know, after Super Tuesday, the way things are shaping out, it's going to be for the Democratic nomination, it's going to be a socialist versus a Republican. And that's true. It really is. You know, Bloomberg was elected mayor of New York as a Republican. Granted, he used to be a Democrat, and he just decided it would be easier to buy, it'd be cheaper to buy the Republican nomination than the Democrat nomination when he first ran in 2001. But he was a Republican for all those years. He endorsed George Bush in 2004 against John Kerry. As Elizabeth Warren pointed out last night, he backed Scott Brown against her in the first fight, in the Senate fight in Massachusetts in 2012. He backed Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, a Republican senator. So, it's really something that these are the two guys. I mean, it's again another indication of just how feeble and bereft of any kind of leadership or ideas the Democrat Party is, that you have a socialist and a Republican are the two front runners. Thanks for the call, Tom. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was working nights the last couple of nights. I didn't get to see a lot of the nonsense, but did Joe Biden win the Senate seat? That was one question.
The other Biden won. Rocky.
That's right, the Bon Owl Pit. But anyway, Howie, so last night, those idiots yelling and screaming. What were they yelling about? Trying to give a 90-year-old lady a hip replacement through Medicare for All? Or what was the yelling and screaming about?
I don't know. That debate was totally out of control. They always say TV is a cool medium, and you say to yourself, what is a cool medium? And that means you're in somebody's living room, right? And if somebody's in your living room, you don't want people yelling at you. I'd like to know how many people tuned out of that debate as the yelling and screaming continued, especially late at night. You know, who needs that? And they don't have good voices either for radio or TV or anything else. I'm Howie Carr.